Hello, and welcome to another edition, theme parks edition of News from the Castle, which I think is called Parks from the Castle. Like, I'm not sure if that's official, but yeah. Let me start again. I just don't, I'm never good at intros. This is why I don't do them. This is why I don't do them. Okay. Hello, and welcome back to Park. No, welcome back. Okay. This is going to be it. Third time's a charm. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Parks from the Castle. I think I got the right way around, or are we news from the parks? We're news from the parks, aren't we? I'm not restarting. This is just going to be it. This is the intro.
This is it,
Hello.
guys. This is show business. This is how it rolls.
I've already recorded the intro twice, so I'm not doing it a fourth time. This is the Theme Park Podcast from the Diz Insider. I'm Jordan, and I'm joined by Josh, my lovely co-host. Hello, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Other than having to do the intros when Dempsey's not here, I am otherwise good.
We miss you, Dempsey. We need you.
Yeah, can you, he can he just needs to come in to do the
Just
intros,
carry
and then
on.
he can
Just
leave.
carry on.
But a whole lot of stuff has happened in the past few months of theme parks. Not a whole lot in the past few weeks of the time if we're recording. But we have some exciting things to talk about. The first thing we're going to be talking about on our list of little things is the most recent news about Fantasy Springs over at Tokyo DisneySea. Feels like it's been a long time coming, but they're finally opening it in this spring. And it's a whole brand new port in the theme park, and it is themed. It has three distinct themed areas, so it's one land with three areas. There's Frozen Kingdom, which I'm sure you can guess is Arendelle from Frozen, Rapunzel's Forest, and Peter Pan's Neverland. I have some thoughts on that at the end, but we'll get there. So each land has one attraction, apart from Neverland, which has two. It has another one for the little ones. And there's also the hotel, the Fantasy Springs Hotel, which is the second hotel Tokyo DisneySea has that's inside the theme park, this one at the very back. Josh, are you excited about this project? Because I am. I
I
would really
am.
like to go and see
It
all this.
looks incredible. Some of the rock work. They've got like sculptures of all the characters at the towards. I don't know if it's the entrance of the land, but just the pictures and some of the footage we're seeing from inside the parks is really exciting. I think the idea of fantasy has so many IPs that Disney can use, and I think Peter Pan, Frozen, and
Tangled.
Tangled are a great choice. And the fact they're bringing the Snuggly Duckling to the parks finally, which is something I've wanted for ages. So, yeah,
Yeah.
it's really good.
And how do you feel about, because it's Tokyo DisneySea, it has DisneySea has a very fixed theme. How do you feel about the IP they've chosen? Because I think Frozen and Peter Pan go really well with the DisneySea theme, because Peter Pan's Neverland is obviously it's an island. Frozen's Kingdom, I mean, the main attraction is a water ride. Tangled, I'm a little bit iffy on, because I feel like that's more of a Disneyland attraction. But I think it's a boat ride still, but I do feel like Tangled is more of a Disneyland sort of IP. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Of the three, Peter Pan for me is the most suited. I don't know. I think it's because they've gone for that fantasy route. I don't see an issue with Tangled being chucked into there.
No.
I can see where you're coming from when you compare it to the rest of the park. But at the end of the day, this is Disney who have put Guardians of the Galaxy in Epcot, so
That
they'll
still
do anything at this
frustrates me.
point.
Yeah. I still think Tron and Guardians should have been switched. Guardians would have been better in Tomorrowland, I feel. And Tron with the whole technology and the video game aspect of it, I feel like fits in Epcot.
Ah,
But I mean, they're working.
Tron works in Tomorrowland so well.
Oh no, I do agree with that. I just feel like Guardians would
Maybe
have been
Guardians,
better
though.
there than
Guardians chuck
Epcot.
in. Yeah, it shouldn't have been an Epcot.
No, it's just, and the whole plot of why it is an Epcot. He went there when he was young. Like, okay. So, like
And then just
but
to add on to the Tangled thing, from a movie standpoint, obviously we know for a fact that these two films coexist. So I think it's like a nice little touch
that's
that
true.
you can get
Oh yeah, no, that is true.
those two sort of films in the same land. Even
Yeah,
though
oh
it is
no,
like
that.
a for a split second that you obviously
Yeah.
see Eugene and Rapunzel, but yeah, a nice touch.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's perfectly true. They are working with space, obviously, over at Tokyo, because they don't have as
Oh
much
God.
space as some of the other parks. They're
It's
very
like Tetris over there.
confined. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, they obviously don't have enough space for Rapunzel's Forest in Disneyland. But I mean, I'm fine with it being in Springs. It's just, out of all the IPs, it doesn't scream Disney Sea to me. But I mean, they have a boat ride, so that's how they've kind of connected it in. But should we talk about the rides for a little bit? So Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey is the most interesting one to me, because it is the Maelstrom ride again. What's it called now? Frozen Ever
Frozen
After.
Ever After,
But it's,
yes.
yeah, but this one's going to be different. You're going to be going through the plot of the film rather than it being the summer festival like in the other rides.
Do we know what edition Paris is getting?
Oh, I think we do. I feel like Ali on Twitter has looked at the
Because I
plans and
feel
said,
we're
I
getting
cannot
the Epcot
remember.
one. I feel it. We're getting the Epcot one, and not this newer
Oh, I
story.
thought we were getting the Hong Kong one.
Let me have a look. Time to do some independent research, guys.
The Tokyo one is definitely getting their own version. They're not getting the same one everyone else has got.
Hong Kong and Paris's were developed at the same time and are upgraded versions of the Epcot attraction.
Yeah. The Tokyo one is going to be completely different. But we have new
But
scenes in the Paris one.
why is Paris the same name as Epcot and Tokyo's isn't?
What is it? Maybe it's a translation thing.
Probably.
Where should we pick up, or should we just carry on?
Just carry on.
Okay. So Tokyo is getting their own version of it, which you go through as a film. What do you think about that? Because I think that works a bit better
It's
with
way
Frozen.
better. It's way better.
Yeah.
Frozen Ever After, don't get me wrong, it's enjoyable because it's frozen, but it's not the best. It's not the best attraction by a country mile. So giving it a bit more life and a bit more actual narrative and, dare I say, a bit more life,
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing. So yeah.
I'm not a fan of Frozen. I do think I did enjoy Frozen 2 more than I enjoyed Frozen 1, which I really didn't like. I've been on the ride in Epcot. We waited like an hour for it, but we were like, we have nothing else to do. We might have had a fast pass, and it still was really long. We had nothing else to do there. I'm not the biggest Epcot fan. I'm like the one who just doesn't care for Epcot too much. So I was up for it. I'd seen the POV, so went on it, and I thought it was all right. I wasn't disappointed. I wasn't over the moon about it. I thought it was good,
Got a
but I
picture.
am. Yeah, I got my picture on it. Yeah, I do think this version sounds a lot better. Just to go through the film, it seems, because I mean, when Epcot's one opened, had Frozen 2 hadn't come out yet, had it?
No, opened in, was it 2016? I think it was
Yeah.
2016, yeah. Yeah, so that was
So,
two, 3 years, 3 years before.
yeah. So
It was
I don't know. It's
perfectly,
just.
it was actually perfectly in between both films.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just that. I know it's like a semi sequel, isn't it? And if you're not a massive fan of the first one, you're not really going to appreciate it. Like I didn't at the time until I saw Frozen 2. I feel like I would have enjoyed it a lot more. But if I rode the Tokyo one, I feel like I'd probably enjoy the first film a lot more after riding this, but you know,
I think with Frozen
Rapunzel's
as
Lantern.
well. Oh, one last thing on Frozen. That
Sorry.
queue was boring. Until you get up to
Oh, yeah.
Oaken's little shed, that was the most pain, one of the most painful experiences I've had in a queue at any Disney park.
How
Hands
long were
down.
you in that shed for? Because we were stopped there for about 20 minutes.
Oh, well, it was actually the bit before the shed. It was probably about 50 minutes to get from the entrance to woohoo, woohoo, woohoo.
It's one of them queues where you can see people loading, but you're still so far away.
Yeah.
And that just makes it worse. Like, I feel like they need to put like a wall up or
And
something because it just makes it longer.
how staggered the line is and how squiggly they have made it out.
Yeah.
It just
Like,
plays with your brain.
for a lot of it, you're just in like one big room, just going around these little corners and
Oh, look at
switchbacks.
that
Oh.
window. Oh, can't wait to look at that in another perspective. Ooh.
This is why I feel like Universal have kind of really up, like they have better queues nowadays, sometimes better than the actual rides.
See, for me, I feel I've been robbed of a true experience of Universal rides because obviously we had Express because we
Oh,
stayed
so you
on
got,
site. I got to
yeah.
see stuff, don't get me wrong, but I feel like all the Harry Potter queues, apart from Hagrid's, because we queued 2 hours for that, I feel like we just rushed through it, and
Yeah.
as immersive as it is. I wasn't able to take it in, but it still looks great, so.
Did you not just queue up normally as well sometimes?
Oh yeah, for the stuff that wasn't Express, but when we had Express, we used it.
Oh, see, I still feel like I would want to walk through like Hogwarts because that's what
Because
Express skips, isn't it?
we still did, but it's I can't remember. Is it which is the one where you go through Hogwarts? Is that Forbidden Journey?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went through a few rooms, but a lot of it was because there was no one in front of us. It felt like we just had to rush through.
Oh yeah, see, we took a really slow walk. It
But yeah,
was like for us, it was like
maybe
a 20
next
minute
time.
wait. Yeah. Next time, definitely. Definitely, definitely. Even if you have Express, I recommend going through the Harry Potter queues at least once. Like we had
Because
Express
Hagrid's was
for
so good. Oh, and Velocicoaster as well. We queued up normally for that, and that the theming on that is oh, it's so good.
Really,
Yeah, it's really good.
I've only seen the pen where they have the Velociraptors with like their mouths
So
in
cool.
like the cage.
There's like a tunnel on the way before you load, and
Have seen that.
it's the launch room, and you've just got these raptors running past it. Oh my God. I literally crapped my pants a good few times, both from like nerves of going on this roller coaster where I don't know how secure I'm gonna be inside, and then to have raptors running around. But yeah, bit of a detour there. But yeah, the Rapunzel ride sounds very exciting.
This is another ride through the film, isn't it?
It is. We get to
Yeah, okay.
see the iconic lantern scene. Sat on a boat. I'm hoping. I feel like I really hope. I say this very in a silly manner, but let's hope Disney doesn't pivot from dark rides, trackless dark rides, to dark boat rides going through their famous princess stories. You never know, we could get a Moana one in Animal Kingdom. You never know.
Sorry. Yeah, now you said Moana, I kind of feel like she would have been a better fit than Rapunzel.
Yes, definitely. And Moana would have been. So they announced Fantasy Springs in 2018. When did Moana come out? 2016. Yeah, there would
Yeah.
have been enough time. And for how big Moana was, I can't remember if Moana was big before or after Disney Plus.
Feel like it was big before, but it's just gone bigger
It's got
because of
bigger,
Disney Plus,
yeah.
yeah.
So I feel like if Disney Plus had been around then, we could have seen Moana in Disney Springs today instead of Tangled, potentially.
Yeah.
And not
Because
some.
Tangled, they're not really doing anything with Tangled, are they?
No, they had the Disney Channel series. and then that was it. I feel like any chance of seeing that franchise return is as dimmed, sadly. I think
Yeah.
the only possible future for that franchise is when they give it the live action treatment, which is happening sooner rather than later, I imagine. Probably
It will happen.
within the next 10 years, maybe
Yeah.
five.
Like I was thinking like, oh, it'd be years until they remake Encanto, but here they are remaking Moana, and it's not even like a 6-year-old film. So last is, well, there's two rides in this last land: Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure and Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies. So Tinkerbell Busy Buggies is a kiddie ride where you help Tinkerbell deliver parcels. It just sounds like a Yoshi type of ride
They're
where
all
you're just on a
dark
track going through different
rides.
rooms. Yeah, it's really weird that it's a lot of the rides at Disney Sea are dark rides, aren't they? Are they?
Think so. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what they've
Now
got.
that I'm thinking about it, maybe it's might be a weather thing though.
Probably.
And Peter
Not
Pan's Neverland
complaining though.
Adventure, where you go. No, I, to be
It's
honest, I'd
better.
prefer
It's
if the rides
better
were
than
indoors.
a flat Tangled ride.
Oh,
It,
the
dare I say
Disneyland
more?
Paris
Dare I say more?
shade.
Dare I say more?
The Disneyland Paris shade. It's so unnecessary. We haven't even gotten to that section yet.
Did you know? I think what's crazy about this expansion, and it is diverting again, but we are going to be talking about Disneyland Paris later. The Fantasy Springs. Oh, I lost track. Cut that back up. Do you know what's crazy about this whole thing? It's very diverting off at the minute. Fantasy Springs was announced 2, 3 months after the Disneyland Paris expansion, and we have yet to see the completion of the Disneyland Paris expansion, and we have in 100 days a three franchise land with four attractions opening, and all we have to see in Paris is a re-theme of Rock and
The
Roller
back lot.
Coaster, and yes, and a really, 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 really bad Cars attraction, and a shit ton of walls. So, yeah, obviously there's
And
stuff behind the scenes. The Oriental Land Company, is that right for Tokyo? Is that what they're called?
yes, yeah,
Yes.
they own and operate, yeah.
So that's there's a big thing there, and COVID caused a lot of issues for Paris, as well as many other parks. But OLC are very much more efficient than Paris are. But just to compare the two is mental. And
Yeah.
obviously, Frozen's taking shape in Paris now. It's looking good. We've got the restaurant that they're building on the plaza, whatever you want to call it, the promenade. That's finally looking like a restaurant.
Josh, that's next. That's next.
I'm really sorry to it's a great transition.
It is. But there was one thing I wanted to talk about with Peter Pan before we shifted. I'm so
No
sorry.
worries, that's it.
Because I wanted to ask you one thing about the Peter Pan ride, because they have a Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure where it sounds like it's going to be Soarin', like a re-theme of Soarin' type of thing, where you're flying in a boat to Neverland. It's a 3D attraction. It's the only one that's not a it's the only e-ticket that's not a boat ride. But I wanted to ask you, do you think they'll then now replace their Peter Pan's flight next door? Because I think that's the next logical thing to do.
Is it
And if
in the
so,
same
with what?
park or?
They're not in the same park, but it's the same exact kind of ride. You're just not going through the film, but you're still flying to Neverland. It's the exact same concept.
By the looks of the concept art, it's a flat ride.
I thought it was a 3D attraction, or maybe it's a trackless ride.
By
Oh,
the look, it looks
it might be a
trackless. It
trackless ride.
looks
Yeah,
trackless,
no.
Ryan.
Sorry, I
By
think it is a
like
trackless
the.
ride.
Oh, yeah. For anyone listening, I'm trying to. I've got a Zoom background on, and
Yeah, he's trying to show me the concept, but I cannot see. He's just got the pink
it
wall.
is one, two, three. There's four rows in this boat sort of thing, and it's flat. So it's probably like it's like Rise of the Resistance, that sort of
Yeah,
vehicle.
it is in 3D though. I know that much.
Yeah. You've got to be 102 centimeters tall as well.
No, because I remember seeing the boat now. They showed the
It says
boat.
it's a
Was it in?
water ride.
See, that's what. Oh,
What?
what? It's a water ride?
How the f Nah, what? It says it's a
They
water
showed
ride.
pictures of the boats a couple of months ago. I remember that.
They have been
That's
at
what made me think.
123.
That's it, yeah. So they're like trackless boats, aren't they?
Yeah.
If it's a water ride, I can imagine it's simulated water. I have no idea.
This is really confusing. I'm
They
Googling
haven't
this
properly
now.
announced what kind of attractions they'll be. This is just through rumors and stuff.
Guests board boats and follow the Lost Boys down a river.
I think that's probably going to be like how you'd follow Goofy on the railroad tracks.
Nothing can stop us now.
I
Gotta make it better.
So that's Tokyo
Yes, sir,
Disney's.
sir.
That's no, they haven't properly announced it. In all fairness to us, not knowing everything, but that's Fantasy Springs, and now you can talk about Disneyland Paris. So what were you saying? You were
Good.
updating us.
Yeah,
You're updating
so
us on the promenade, I think, or the
construction,
restaurant.
yeah. So the Tangled flat ride is starting to take shape. I think they've got the foundations laid for that. Similarly with the Art Nouveau restaurant on the promenade, it's I don't know how to say this. That'll sound like a creep. The walls, everything has been erected. They just need to actually do the exterior and probably the interior, but you wouldn't expect that until the end.
There are about a billion ways you could have worded that so much better.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They
That was the best word in that moment. They've started to fill the
the
lake.
they put
They've got the
the
walls up.
walls out.
Yeah, but I
They got
wanted to say that they've gone
the
from there not being any walls to there are walls. What else? Frozen, a few of the roofs are fully like painted and you can see, and it looks as if a huge bulk of the actual structure of the Frozen ride for the Frozen Miniland is as taken shape. So it's looking really good. I'm very excited because in next month I am off to Paris. So I'm going to be going on the parachute drop to have a look at the expansion work. I'm very excited. We might just have to do an episode talking about the trip.
Oh, yes, please. Yes. And then we can compare to see how it's all improved since I went a few years ago.
Was going to say, because it will have been 6 years this year since I've last been, and there's been a lot of change, both rides and also entertainment as well, which I'm really excited for. So yeah.
See, I somehow miss the entertainment at Disneyland Paris. I'm so scheduled in on the rides, I forget about the shows.
Meant to be some good ones. There's a Pixar one now and
Yeah, and they got the drone show. You get to see the drone show.
oh
But
yeah.
is it what's it called? It's like a sequel to the
Daylight.
Main Street Parade, huh?
Oh, the electrical light show
Sky
or something.
Parade. Yeah. Oh, it looks so good. So I just can't believe that's at Disneyland Paris. It seems like that's more of an American thing they would do first. But
Haha.
yeah. But we're here now to talk about Disneyland Paris and the mythical French Galaxy's Edge. So many of you may know, was it 2018, Josh, when it was announced? I think
What,
it
the
was.
expansion?
Yeah,
Yes,
it was.
it was 2018.
Yes, 2018. So we had the Disneyland Paris, well, the Walt Disney Studios Park expansion was announced with three areas: Avengers Campus, Frozen. I'm not sure what they're going to call it because every Frozen Land has a different
I
name.
think it's the Kingdom of
And
Arendelle. I
that's
think that
nice
is
and
the
simple.
name.
I'm surprised they don't have the Frozen in there somewhere. Frozen Kingdom, yeah.
Probably will end up
I
being the Frozen Kingdom of
yeah,
Arendelle.
yeah, because they would want the name kind of in it, wouldn't they? They'll work it in somehow. And what was the last one? And Galaxy's Edge. And the closer we got to construction starting, the further it all seemed to get. plans revealed that the French Galaxy's Edge was just going to be Rise of the Resistance and I believe just a shop and nothing else. That was it. Don't know how you can call that a land. As good as Rise of the Resistance is, I've not personally ridden it, but you have, Josh.
I
It's as
have.
good as it is.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I really want to go on it. So bad. So bad. I didn't want to watch the ride-throughs, but I eventually caved. But I had done that for Forbidden Journey, and I still thought Forbidden Journey was phenomenal. So I'm still excited to ride Rise of the Resistance. But back on track, yeah, it was just that was it. That was the Star Wars land. And I feel okay, I'll ask you a question in a sec. But they've now cancelled it. They've hinted, they've not officially cancelled it. They've hinted that they are looking at other properties to put in that space instead of Star Wars. Now we do know
I
that it's
think.
going to be light. Yeah.
Sorry,
Yeah,
guys.
Josh said
Clearing
it.
my throat.
Yeah. We do know thanks to Ali and oh, what's his name? The Main Street. Is it Main Street News?
Is it Bernardo?
Yeah, Bernardo.
Yeah,
I
he
think
said that's
he is
right.
the person that runs it, isn't he?
He is. Very nice chap.
I talked to him. Yeah, I talked to him
I've
not
spoken to him as well, yeah.
I finally spoke to him through the Disney Insider Twitter, not with my like not as like me.
That's Jordan.
And he replies no. He replies to some of the memes sometimes.
Yeah, so
But hi if you're listening.
I was gonna say shout out to Bernardo from the mainstreetnews.com.
Yeah. So they've pretty much revealed that we're getting a Lion King land. And they've also revealed something else, Josh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Give me a hint, give me a hint.
It might have been what we've just been talking about.
What about Studio
It'll...
One and like the whole of the front of
No.
the park?
No,
Have you ever
Galaxy's
been?
Edge.
Oh,
Oh, sorry. That's the biggest hint I could
obviously.
give you.
Oh,
Yeah.
sorry. Yeah.
No, because
Bloody
now we're
hell.
seeing that. Now we're seeing rumors that Galaxy's Edge is coming to Paris, but it's coming behind Space Mountain. It's going to be built in Discovery Land, or behind Discovery Land. I don't know if it'll be a part of it, but I had a question to ask you, but now I can't even remember what it was going to be.
Oh
So,
no. I think this common trend with what's beyond such and such mountain is really doing well for the parks. Beyond Big Thunder Mountain in Magic Kingdom and now what's beyond Space Mountain in Paris.
and you've
I
got
think
Disneyland Forward.
oh yeah, that as well.
You've got Disneyland Forward, where I guess theirs would be beyond Thunder Mountain as well, if it's on the same kind of side where they're going to be branching out. That's going to be such an odd shape now. The maps are going to look so weird.
But yeah,
Carry on. No, that you are on a good.
it works so much better in Discovery Land than
Yeah.
obviously if they'd built it. Obviously there was the doubts about the size and the how much of an attraction, how many attractions, sorry, should I say, were going to be in that park. But I imagine it's just I would rather have a small extension on Discovery Land at the same size as what we would have been getting in the studios, and then allow us to have this equally new attraction offering. Because, by the sounds of it, this Lion King attraction is going to be unique and ex a Disneyland Paris exclusive, which we've not had for 10 years,
Yeah.
with Ratatouille the Adventure, and
But
the Last Night.
guaranteed, this Lion King land will make its way to Animal Kingdom after a certain amount of
Oh
time.
yeah, give it 5 years.
Absolutely.
Give it
Yeah, it'll be
5
5 year
years.
minimum.
5 years in a pandemic and then Animal Kingdom will have a
Animal Kingdom will have their Lion King land, and Universal will be opening their fifth theme park, whatever that would be. But I completely agree with you. Obviously, a Lion King land sounds. I still can't really picture how it would work in my head because it's like animals, and it's not like Zootopia
And
animals.
it's in the
They're
studios park.
animals,
And
and
it's in
it's
the
in the studios
studios.
park. Yeah. See, it just makes they. I think they need to rename the studios because it's not.
Yeah.
They're obviously getting further and further away from that. I think Hollywood Adventure, like what some people online have suggested, would suffice because it's all different themed lands to different films and Pixar, whatever is happening. over there in that maze of IPs. And Rise of the Resistance on its own behind Discovery Land, I agree with you as well, worked so much better because they were going to play that off as if it was a brand new land and part of their massive expansion, which just wouldn't have worked with what it was, riding a gift shop.
Let's be real, there is no new land in this Studios Park expansion. It's a Frozen Miniland and a Lion King Miniland.
Yeah, they're not proper size lands.
It's like what's happened with Toon Studio and Production Courtyard. That world of Pixar, that is now a land. That is what you call a land. Before, when it was Toy Story Playland and everything else, those realistically were just glorified mini lands. So
yeah,
we probably will not see ever in that park a full new land, which consists of a vast number of attractions, which is a shame because I think Fantasy Springs is a land. That is what you call. Yeah, I'm just waffling here, but yeah, I just think I would love to see Disney just bite the bullet and just do something.
To be fair, we haven't seen the plans for the Lion King land like some people have. So for all we know, it could be a big area. But I do agree with you. They do seem like half lands. I mean, the Frozen land in Hong Kong looks pretty big, and apparently ours is going to be pretty a good match to that.
It looks.
But Avengers Campus, I would definitely agree with you. Feels like a mini land. It's very small, and it still feels like the backlot. Still feels like the backlot area.
The lands in the studios to start with weren't a huge size.
No,
I think they're not as distinct as what the main parks are as well. You can tell when you transition from Fantasyland to Discoveryland, from Frontier to Adventure, there's a distinct theming and just a total amount of cohesiveness between the lands that the studios has been lacking for quite some time. It is only since they've bundled up all the Pixar stuff on the right-hand side where it feels like you are moving from one place to another. And I can imagine it's the same with Avengers now, because it all just used to fade in with each other.
It still kind of does. Avengers Campus, it feels just like a spiced up backlot area. But the exterior to the Iron Man coaster, I cannot for the life of me, is Avengers Assemble something or other.
Avengers Assemble the Flight exterior... Force, isn't it?
That's it, yes, that's it. The exterior to that is the centerpiece of the land, in my opinion. They've tried to make the Quinjet the kind of icon of the land, but it's so high up that you can't really see it. And the characters, they have like a stunt show up there. The characters walk around quite often. But the centerpiece for me was the Avengers Assemble Flight Force. Because it's like a screen wrapped around the front of the building, but it's Friday talking to you. And it's just so cool. It didn't feel like something Disneyland Paris should have, if that makes sense. I feel like it should to other Disneyland Paris fans. Yes. Oh, it's not like them to have something this good. And to think it's just a rock and roller coaster that's inside is kind of mad. but I have to say, though, the queue has what a massive improvement the queue is. There's still a lot of empty areas like in the old one, but there's actually a lot more cooler stuff to see. And the Iron Man animatronic is pretty good. And it's one of the newer animatronics, so it has a bit more of the smooth, fluid movements as well, which is always fun to see. Unlike Pirates of the Caribbean, where they're like... Or is it the Haunted Mansion, where they're so rickety, they've put drinks. Yeah. And in the Haunted Mansion, they've put like drinks in their hands, so like their stiff movements is because they're drunk.
Beware of binge drinking ghosts.
Can you do a ghost host impression? You're good at
Which
impressions.
one? Let me think.
Oh, I don't know. We have Vincent Price where we are.
Oh.
That's our.
One sec. Let me get a script of it. It's really
Or you
bad
could
at
do
that.
Kermit the Frog as the ghost host.
I'll do Mickey Mouse actually. Aha! Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I'm your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone, pal. Aha! There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in the gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? Aha! There we go. End scene.
That was brilliant. Oh my God. Did you Google the speech that quickly or do you
I
know it?
did. I did
Oh,
Google it,
okay.
to
I
be
was going to say,
honest.
do you know it
No, God no.
off by hand? That was so good.
Thank you.
I feel like Dempsey is going to love that. Dempsey and Amber will
That
love
was
that.
just for those two, so.
No one else. Everyone else mute when it
Yeah, everyone
happens.
just skip that bit. Just skip that bit.
But to conclude on Galaxy's Edge in Discovery Land, I think that is a much more brilliant idea because now they can play it off as it is just a new attraction. Because I feel like it would still just be Rise of Resistance. I can't see them building the rest of it. I don't know how Millennium Falcon would work in a French country where you're in a theme park where there's like people speaking five different languages.
Dare I say they don't need Smuggler's Run
See, it's I
because
when it
it wasn't that good.
yeah, that's an opinion I am seeing more and more frequently. When it first opened, all I heard was rave reviews. My uncle went on it and he got to ride it twice, once as the pilot, and he said the pilot was like the best thing he's ever done.
I was
And
the pilot,
now,
and it wasn't even like
was it
amazing.
hard?
Yeah, I just think they make it out. I think the concept is just completely wrong of how to do a Millennium Falcon attraction. That isn't Star Tours 2.0,
Yeah.
sadly.
When it first opened, I was on the team of I think it should be in the sequels. It makes sense. These are the movies that are coming out. But now I've sat on it more. I've still not been, bear in mind, but like from everything I hear, I feel like it would have done them better if they set it during the time of the original series. What do you think about that?
No. I just think because of how Disney is with synergy,
Yeah,
and we wouldn't
that's
have
the
been
thing.
able. It's the same with Avengers Campus. I think it's a bit different because obviously they have it set in a parallel universe, I think. I think that's
Yeah.
the headcanon at least.
No, that's
But
true. I
you
think
wouldn't
Disney
get
confirmed that.
people like Kylo Ren and Mandalorian and Grogu and Boba Fett showing up in these opportunities. That obviously it'd be great to, well, I say this, you can meet Darth Vader in Paris. There's already a meet, and obviously Mandalorian and Grogu are there doing meets. I think they're back in a few days actually. They've had a break. But I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that one. I think the sequel setting makes the most sense. And yeah, I
Just
think
imagine
Disney
though.
would rather have the characters that
Oh,
are in
yeah.
the films at the minute than, could you imagine
Oh,
having
of course.
to deep like basically deep faking that season two finale of Mando for a attraction?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It'd just
But
be
it could
easier.
all be animatronics. You never know. But imagine the Kylo Ren scene when you're in the elevator and he's walking towards you. Imagine that as Darth Vader. I feel like that would be much more terrifying.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This isn't confirmed. Obviously, it's not confirmed. But I mean, the rumors they seem like Bernardo seems pretty confident on it from some of the tweets I've seen.
There's been multiple sources corroborating
Oh,
and
has there?
no, like as in within that sort of circle of people.
Oh,
I think we're more likely of the two, Lion King and Star Wars, I think Lion King is definitely happening.
I feel like
And
it is also.
I would love Galaxy's Edge in Discovery Land as well. I think that'd be great.
It's also a good quick fix sort of situation because that park hasn't had a new ride in, I think it's 18 years.
You tweet this every week. You should know this, Jordan. Come on.
I know. I'm just trying to get it known because I feel like the Americans have the Americans, no offense. I'm not going to say any, like no offense to Americans, but the Disney World fans and the specifically the Disney World fans, I always hear them complaining about not having like new attractions or like cancelled attractions, and it's, and then we're over
We
here
really
with
wanted
our.
Mary Poppins ride in Epcot, and we can't get it. Blah. Which actually, this is a perfect transition to discuss the elephant in the room in Orlando, Florida. A new alligator has entered the lake.
That is a really good way of saying
Thank you. Thank you. Alligator crimes are a serious issue in Orlando.
I agree,
Lucky
probably. Or
number.
do they have crocodiles as well, or
No,
is that
I
different?
just know it's gators. We
Gators.
got
Oh, okay, that's a good way of remembering it.
gators in the water.
Have you ever been to Gatorland?
I have. I was one. There's probably
Wow.
a
Well, I
picture of
can't
me
really
on
ask you then.
an album somewhere.
But yeah, Universal Epic Universe, because they've recently renamed it. It's no longer Universal's Epic Universe, it's Universal Epic Universe, which I really don't like. They need to add the S back on. The S makes a difference. But anyway, a whole brand new theme park coming to Orlando, Florida at Universal Orlando Resort.
Looks
I am
insane.
so excited. It
It
does.
looks incredible.
I am so hoping to be able to go next year. Oh my God, imagine. So excited. But should we go over the land before we dive in? I feel like that's the
Yes.
easiest way to do
Should
it.
we
Or should
speed
we?
run it? Should we speed run the
Yeah.
lands?
Or we could
Okay.
do them one by one if you want, but or speed run.
I think we speed run.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We
This
has
is how you know we don't rehearse this. We just
We
wing
do
it, and
not.
that's why the
We
episode's
all
like
we
4 days long. What?
just laughing. Trying to stop
Oh.
laughing. I'm getting in the zone. Okay, we have Celestial Park, a magical themed land. That's gonna be like the entrance to the park. We've also got four additional lands based on popular IP, including Universal's Monsters. It's called the Dark Universe. I think there is a roller coaster. There's a dark ride, I think.
Yes.
You've got the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic. It's an extension of the already existing two lands in Island of Adventures and Universal Studios Orlando, this time taking you into the Ministry of Magic. So we believe this ride is, whilst it's set in a mini land focused on the 1920s Paris from the Fantastic Beasts series, the actual attraction is going to take you to the main film series, similarly to how Forbidden Journey and Escape from Gringotts does, which is very weird. It makes sense.
Yeah, I don't like this.
It
It doesn't make
makes
sense to me.
sense from a IP standpoint. Harry Potter,
Yeah.
the Fantastic Beasts films, shit.
Yeah.
They're unrecognizable. They needed something to build. I don't think I don't think Universal wanted to build another copy of London again to transition to Ministry of Magic. So Paris, it's pretty. They can do a bit of architecture. It makes sense.
It's also what you said earlier about Star Wars sequels and originals with the synergy,
This is the
because this
thing.
was being planned at a time when Fantastic Beasts only had like one or two films.
And it was
They
going to be
didn't
a
know what was going
five.
to
It was going to be a
happen.
five film
Yeah,
franchise.
exactly. So they were hoping because there was meant to be two rides. Oh, finish off and then we'll talk about
Yeah,
the rides.
no, we can actually, yeah, I think there is expansion space.
Yeah, because there was meant to be a French Ministry of Magic ride and a show.
I remember the
But
show.
there's one more.
There's
How
two.
to Train Your
There's
Dragon. There's two
two.
more.
There is.
Oh,
There's
did I miss one?
there's the Isle of Berk from the animated franchise How to Train Your Dragon, which I cannot wait for. And then probably the biggest selling point of Epic Universe by a country mile is Super Nintendo World.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a hit. It's now from what
Full
I've
sized
heard,
as well. We've done.
well, this is the thing. I think Donkey Kong's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Not too excited about Mario Kart. I've heard mixed things about that one. But I think they've got a really good lineup. There's also original coasters in Celestial Park. I think it's a dual.
Yeah, Starfall Racers,
That's
the
the one.
dual coaster.
It
And
goes up
Alicia
to.
Stella said that she's heard the trains will have flux capacitors on them.
Oh.
So it's like almost like a spiritual Back to the Future ride.
A dual launch racing coaster which sends guests flying through the sky on comets at top speeds of 62 miles per hour and heights of 133 feet across 5,000 feet of track. Nice. Seemingly, the two coasters will perform an inverted crisscross in the air as well. Is that when they do
Yeah, when they
the.
like twist around
Yeah.
each other. Yeah.
Thought so.
The
And
whole, that's
inverted as
exciting. That'll
well,
be
so they'll
fun to
be
ride.
upside down. Ooh! I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a nice quick rundown. What are your thoughts on the
am so excited. I'm really excited for the Dark Universe, because I think that's quite different. An all year round horror land. You don't really see that anywhere. From Park Stop podcast, from the sound of it, Ministry of Magic is like, from the way they describe the rides, Ministry of Magic sounds like it's the big e-ticket of the park. But I feel like, I don't know, I just have a sense that Monsters Unleashed, the Dark Universe e-ticket, is going to be like the big ride that people will end up falling in love with most, just because it sounds so good. It's going to be a faster kind of, like Forbidden Journey type ride where you're on
Yeah.
the arm. Oh, that sounds so cool. Because I love
Especially
Forbidden Journey just
Universal
for the
Monsters as
arm.
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much
Like,
potential.
I loved Forbidden Journey just for the arm part, because it's just like nothing else like it anywhere, is there?
No,
I just thought that was
it's
so
unique.
unique. Yeah. And I am looking forward to the Ministry ride, because that sounds quite interesting.
What's the ride
You're going to be
system for
in.
that again? I can't remember.
Or I think it is, so it's like, picture the Spider-Man scoop vehicle,
Yeah.
but they can lift up multiple levels on their own. So you're not in a lift, but it simulates a lift, something like that. I think that's what it
Yeah.
is. I'm not sure
Okay.
if that's the old design.
Going down to the basement of the ministry and seeing what
Yeah. And
unfolds.
then when you're in one shaft, the scene above you can change. So you're only ever in one
Oh.
elevator shaft. So
Oh,
there'll be like rotating
sick.
scenes, and Umbridge is in it, and like she escapes or something. Oh, so exciting.
Very cool.
Mainly for, yeah, I love trying new types of ride, and this sounds so exciting as a new kind of experience, because I can't think of anything else similar to this either. I am not a massive How to Train Your Dragon fan. I've only seen the first one and I thought it was good, but I was actually thinking I might rewatch it today. When
Do
I was
it.
writing this, and I was writing, huh?
Do it. You should. They're great films.
Yeah, I'll have to start the first one again, so I'll rewatch the first one. But as I was typing this up, I was thinking, I've been meaning to watch them all. I should rewatch the first one, because I did quite like it.
They've got a live action
But
one
at
as
the
well.
moment, yeah. See, I'm intrigued by that. I'm not excited for it, but I am intrigued. Same with this land. I'd like to see the show in Beijing that they have with the dragon that flies over you. I feel like that's probably what they're bringing here. I hope so.
I think there's a show.
I'd be excited.
I think there's
Yeah,
a
there is a
show.
show, but they haven't confirmed if it's the Beijing one, the really good like Beijing stunt show they have or something.
Probably will be.
Yeah, I would be excited if they if that's coming. And Nintendo World, I am excited for Donkey Kong, because that sounds so cool with the track
I
jumps.
keep seeing the track jump on Twitter. It's
Oh, it's just that's just. I know how they do it. It's pretty. You probably, if you look over to your right in the cart, you'll see exactly how they do it. But it still looks
why's there
so
two
cool.
tracks underneath us?
I hope they hide them well. On the ride, I imagine you won't be able to see them
gonna
anyway.
Say you're not gonna, I'm not being funny. When how many times have you looked down at the tracks down the side of the
exactly
train?
Exactly. Mario Kart, I was because I was meant to go to Japan like a few years ago, but the pandemic canned that. So we were planning to go to Super Mario, and I was like digging it up, like, oh, it's going to be like this roller coaster, because like the concept art when it first came out, it looked like they kind of implied it was a fast coaster, and then like you got closer to it, and Alicia at Park Stop revealed that it's like it's not fast, and then it opened, and it just looks so disappointing. Mario Kart ride, and you're going like 1 mile an hour, and it's all through the. So I think that was a stupid decision. I get that they wanted it to be all ages, but they could have just done a trackless ride at that point. What do you think?
Yeah, I just think
yeah,
it's so hard to bring that game to life. Which is why I'm glad the years and years of Wreck-It Ralph rumours in Tomorrowland were put to rest. Because
Yeah.
as cool as it would have been, I just don't think AR/VR has been figured out yet for parks. Sadly.
Yeah, at the moment, my best experience with VR was in a shopping mall with the Star Wars. I can't remember what it was. They had like a Star Wars VR thing. They had it in Florida as well. I can't remember what it was called. But that was amazing. And we did that in the middle of a shopping mall. And I just feel like if I can have the same experience at a shopping mall, a really good experience as well, I wouldn't particularly care to fly all the way to Florida to go to a to line up for a ride using that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like, it blew my mind. I didn't think it would be that good. But you had, like, the packs, so you could feel when you were being shot at, and there was a moment where Darth Vader appeared. And it was actually quite frightening, but it was amazing. So
well,
good.
Go on.
I was just gonna say, imagine I always imagine how embarrassing we probably looked on the cameras, on the security cameras.
But yeah, I know Disney's working on some sort of movable platform. I don't know if you've seen it. It's
I
like you
have,
can
yeah.
walk on the spot. That just screams VR possibilities, and obviously they can use it themselves for shows and stuff, as they've demonstrated. But just I need to sort of shift in again. I really want to see Disney at D23 this year. Just surprise us and give us something worth looking forward to, whether it's blue sky for a fifth park in Florida, or if it's actual plans for what they're putting beyond Big Thunder and the Animal Kingdom expansion. Because if I think it's crazy that I think Disney know Epic Universe is on the way, and it's been on its way for almost 5 years now, and it just doesn't feel like they are doing anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing major coming to Disney World after Tiana for 2 years, which is another big worrier. I think was it 2015, 2017? I think it was 2015 they announced both Toy Story Land and Galaxy's Edge at one D23. So why don't they do something similar this year and just give us Magic Kingdom plans, Animal Kingdom plans, and maybe a surprise third new project/attraction?
Do you think they will announce a land? Because I do not think they're in any real position to open any
I
new
think
theme parks.
We will get Animal Kingdom first. I think we will definitely have concrete plans for Animal Kingdom this year. Big Thunder, I think, will be snippets. I don't think we'll get an actual plan.
Yeah.
But in terms of land, no. Definitely not.
No, did I say land?
Yeah, did you mean like
Oh,
rides?
sorry. I meant park. Sorry,
Park.
theme
Oh
park.
no, I don't think so. I think that'd be the biggest shock.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
things like this, it's what's happening with Universal in the UK at the minute. We know they've not announced it, but we knew that they'd bought the land. They were looking into it.
Yeah.
I feel like we'd know if Disney were looking at a fifth gate. I know
Yeah.
there's land that's been scoured in the past and all this stuff, but we would know if movement was being made, unfortunately.
Yeah. They could always lie and just make up some artwork and say, these are just ideas we have, and then not build
I pray they don't do that again because it'll just be a waste of
it.
everyone's time.
I
Because
still can't believe they did that.
this is like the space race now. Like Universal are about to eat a huge chunk of Disney's share, and I know you could argue that Epic Universe is a mutually beneficial thing for Disney because it's extending people's holidays to Florida. Universal is looking to become what, like a week-long vacation now. So you could have people who are doing 2 weeks holidays going to 3 weeks. So I think there is some positives for Disney to take from this, but at the same time, why aren't they doing anything and investing more? Because the parks are such a good money maker for Disney, yet there doesn't seem to be that return on investment.
So, Josh, you briefly mentioned Universal UK and how they bought land. Can you explain a little bit more about all of that? Because I don't think we've not had an episode, a theme park episode since all that came out.
We've not. Off the top of my head, this is very prepared and rehearsed like before. Universal has purchased a fairly good sized plot of land in Bedford in the UK, and they have confirmed that they are in the process of putting plans together to bring the Universal Parks and Resorts team to the UK and give us a UK Disneyland.
Don't you fucking dare. The loving nickname of the London studios for people who don't get it.
That even still
But
happening?
I don't think so. The more you hear about it, the more it sounds like it was all a scam. At least I don't think it was at the start, but it certainly sounded like it started to turn into a money laundering scam because it sounded like work was intentionally not progressing.
Going,
Yeah.
ridiculous, ridiculous.
And now Paramount are actually suing them.
Oh,
Yeah. Because it was the Paramount part, wasn't it? And then they dropped out and then they signed up again as a licensee.
there
So it
was,
wasn't a
yeah, they
Paramount
had a deal
park.
with the
But
BBC at one point, didn't they?
yeah, and ITV and Aardman dropped out, apparently. They quietly dropped out because progress was just so slow.
That's
But
crazy. But then I guess the door is open for all these properties to have potential in this new Universal Park, which I think has
yeah, which
an infinite times better chance of opening. So yeah.
they've already bought the land, and the locals seem pretty up for it. From everything I've read, the locals are up for it, and I
think there's
feel like
a
that's all you really need.
it's an hour from London on the train. I think they've promised infrastructure upgrades in the local area to coincide with the council plans. I think it's great.
I can't believe it. I can't believe we're getting a Universal. Well, I mean, still we might not, but I just can't believe that
it won't
it
be
actually might happen.
the universal experience, but it will be a universal experience, which is very exciting. I
Which
can't
is
remember
good enough for
which
here.
can't remember which universal park it is, but obviously there's one that's predominantly inside, and the reports are that this will be a bit more in line with them.
Would that be the Beijing one?
It is the Beijing one, yes. So a bit more, a focus on more indoor attractions with obviously the weather and how the UK is.
Over at Park Stop, Alicia said that the attractions and IPs aren't set in stone yet. They haven't got any concrete plans, but the general idea they're going with is that nothing from Orlando will be in this new UK park. At least that's what they're going for at the moment. But that doesn't mean the IP will be different. So we still might have like a Harry Potter land. It just might be different. I really doubt that. I still think if anything is going to be the same, it'll be the Wizarding World, Hogsmeade. I think that is just going to be built as it is.
Well, you the rumor at the minute is Fast and Furious Supercharged is set to
Closing.
leave. It's set to close. So that opens the door for Fast and Furious Supercharged to be the headline attraction at Universal Studios UK.
No.
Jordan is speechless right now. He can't believe how
I'm
good that
speechless.
idea is.
Yeah, no, see, I don't know why you don't work there.
Family means everything. I can't
Have you
remember
been
the
on that
lyric.
ride? Did you go on that ride?
I'm really sorry. Sense this, Dempsey. It is awful. It is the worst attraction in Florida. Like, oh.
I agree with you. I've been on it too. It was
Universal's fetish
shocking.
for video screens is abhorrently bad. That attraction is, it makes me angry thinking about it. Same with Kong. Kong is the exact same ride. There's just a huge animatronic which sort of saves it and makes the ride worth going on.
I enjoyed Kong far more than I enjoyed Supercharged, even though they were the exact same. I
It
feel like
was.
just more Kong looked real. Kong looked actually more realistic because people say Supercharged looks like a
Well,
video
with the
game, but I think
3D,
it.
it works with the 3D. Supercharged is a
Yeah.
video game. I don't know
I
how you
just
can
feel like
go
it.
from those video screens with real footage of people either side, and then you go into GTA 3.
That's the thing. I was going to say it looks worse than the video game. It
They
looked
should have
awful. And then the
kept it. They should have
helicopter
kept it
scene.
photorealistic. I don't know how they would have done it. I would have rather they spent millions more to have it as a 360-degree camera, for God's sake. It's a mess of an attraction, but good riddance that they're getting rid of it.
No, I agree. And the next one after that should be Jimmy Fallon. I think that was a bad idea as well.
I didn't mind Jimmy Fallon. It's not the
Oh,
best ride there.
I thought it was awful. And I do think they need to think more about, because Florida, it's in Florida, it's in America, it's an American park, but Florida is an international destination. I feel like when it comes to stuff like Jimmy Fallon, you need to build attractions that have at least some sort of international appeal. Which the Tonight Show doesn't really have unless you're chronically online. Because I don't even think they show it here, do they? Or they might do on some niche channel or on Sky,
I think
maybe.
Sky had it for a bit.
It's just never been popular here.
No, you just get it on social media.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Mr. Rogers wasn't even shown over here. We only know it from the internet.
Remember Ellen. Ellen used to be showed on ITV2 about 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Hilarious.
Yeah. And then if you have the internet, you've already seen everything.
Here to talk about her new film. Out on May 5th, it's Dakota Johnson, and it'd be like June 4th, and you're watching it like, oh, brilliant, yeah.
And from what Parkstop said about IPs, that they still can like bring attractions from other parks. To me, that means we're getting, I mean it's nothing official, but to me that does sound like we'll probably get Jurassic World as it's seen in Beijing with Jurassic World Adventure. I feel like
Good.
that's, and
That'd be good.
especially with our weather, it's not the greatest weather. I still would like a water ride, but I can imagine that would be the best replacement for River Adventure, where the T-Rex chases you and it's a real T-Rex.
So clever. It's so good. I saw a
What
video of
house
it
do you
with the
th
lights on.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, I can't. Oh, see, they have to build that, surely. Like, yeah.
They
But
need to.
what else do you think could be built? Because Parkstop also said that they're looking into licensing other franchises, like maybe Paddington Bear and also Lord of the Rings, which has been a massive rumor for Universal for years now.
I think Lord of the Rings would be huge. Yeah. I also think they might look, if I was them, I'd look to the BBC for some licenses. Top Gear, Doctor Who, just stuff that was sort of mentioned for the Paramount Park and Star Trek, that's another huge
Yeah.
IP for Paramount.
I
Mission
was going to say
Impossible.
with Paramount, they should go in there and grab what London Resort had and do
Because
a Star Trek land.
when you look at all out Universal, obviously they have their own intellectual property, but then they have Simpsons that isn't their own. They have the Marvel stuff, Spider-Man, I know
Dr.
others,
Seuss, Harry
Doctor,
Potter,
Seuss Land, Harry Potter,
Transformers,
Warner Brothers, Transformers is
Transformers.
Paramount. Yeah, I think, yeah, I think any of the mentioned ones. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what was rumored for the UK London resort.
Oh, so mission. There was a Mission
Mission
Impossible
Impossible.
attraction. There was a Star Trek land originally rumored, and then I think it's morphed into just kind of a roller coaster attraction. But I feel like if Universal want to license anything, it should be like to fight Star Wars over in France. I feel like Star Trek would be the way to go for that.
Paw
And
Patrol as well.
oh yeah, Paw Patrol. Oh, see, that would be good because they wouldn't be allowed to take Bluey, would they?
No. What's well, at the
Yeah.
minute, Blue, well, Blue is in Alton Towers in CBeebies Land at the minute.
Oh, really?
Yes, just a this is
Oh.
another crazy like diversion. I'm so sorry, but the fact that Disney have yet to bring Bluey and Bingo to the parks in the US when Bluey is one of the biggest streaming series in the world, why have they not struck up a deal with BBC Studios for crying out loud? Do you know what I mean? Like, just put them at the meet and greet with Vampirina, bring them to Paris. I think they should be capitalizing on Bluey, and they're not.
Oh yeah,
It's
and they should build an attraction.
ridiculous. Oh, don't! Oh my God! Could you imagine like a dark ride, the dark ride Bluey ride? You go through the town, you see all the friends. Actually, I do it with video screens. I wouldn't do animatronics for Bluey because it ruins the illusion. Like the
Feel like you could
2D.
have a good mix. You could
What,
have a
and do
good
it like
mix.
Mickey and Minnie, the
Yeah, but
Runaway World.
smaller. A smaller version, maybe.
Yeah.
And or maybe
It's.
replace Winnie the Pooh with Bluey.
Yeah. Or just put Bluey into It's a Small World and have all the characters singing It's a Small World.
What would you call that?
Bluey's
It's a Bluey
Adventure.
world.
Bluey's
Bluey's
Adventure.
Adventure.
This episode of Bluey is called Bluey's Adventure. Mom, can we go to Disney World? Of course. Bluey's Adventure opens October 4th, 2022. 24. See? Just get them in the parks. Jordan is crying right now. He's had to mute his mic. He's crying.
I am. This is so unexpected, and it was so good as well. But yeah, and I mean, they should really build a Disneyland in Australia. I think that's the next best thing they should do. But
Oh boy, gotta put a shrimp on the Barbie.
oh, it doesn't work well,
It
Mickey
does
and
not.
Aussie
It
accent, does it?
does not.
But I don't know if they're any closer to for a Lord of the Rings land. I don't know if that's happening, but I feel like if that was announced, then I feel like that would be in place in that would be where Harry Potter would be, and we wouldn't have both. But I think Harry Potter would be a good expansion if they were to do that. But I mean, this is all speculation
is.
because we don't know what's coming. I do think our park will probably be a little bit more similar to Beijing if they want to stray away from it looking too much like Orlando, if they don't want us to, they don't, obviously don't want us to stop going to Florida. But this also, how do you think Disneyland Paris should combat this? Like, because
They
they can't just
won't.
build. That's the thing.
Just look at Florida. They won't. They'll announce Star Wars, and it'll take them 5 years to bloody do it.
And then there's also the problem with this still rumored that Universal want to buy Port Aventura.
I reckon that is, knowing them, that'll happen. The time that it takes for the proceedings and all that'll obviously it'll make sense. That'll be done way before we get the UK park.
Yeah.
As in, they'll probably build attractions and revamp attractions there before we even get a glimpse
Yeah,
of
and
the UK.
it'll probably just be renamed Universal Port Aventura, like it was
Yeah.
before. And also there was oh, I can't
Oh, and
remember it
there's
now.
so many DreamWorks properties as well that they could put in for the kids, because I think a good chunk of it will be aimed at younger audiences as well.
Yeah.
Or maybe at least one land and just have everything.
And before we wrap up, I have one more thing about Universal as well. Because Warner Brothers, I think it's pretty clear they're going to be up for sale soon. Apparently, they can go up for sale in April. I think they will be sold, and I think Universal will buy them. I'm in that
Comcast.
kind of, yeah, Comcast. Yeah, I'm. That's kind of a popular theory online, and I kind of believe it more. I think if any company that is already in the movie industry is going to buy a company, it'll be Universal because they seem to be on the best run. Out of all of them, everyone else seems to be having troubles with something. Warner Brothers has their massive issues. But the reason why I bring this up is that they will also, if Comcast bought Warner Brothers, then they also have minority stake in the Warner Brothers theme parks because there's one in Abu Dhabi, and there is
There's
one
one
in
in
Spain,
Australia. There's one in Australia
and
as
there's one in
well, and one in the
Australia.
world,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think they would just leave it, or do you think they would want to buy them out? Because I would, if I were them, I would buy out the one in Australia for sure.
Yeah.
Because then that's the same with Port Aventura, and then you already put your foot in the door.
It's crazy because from a business standpoint, I don't think a deal would be allowed to go through unless they did what Disney and Fox did, where they split up subsidiaries and some was sold elsewhere or remained independent. Because I think Comcast and Warner Brothers Discovery are two huge entities in a range of industries, so you
Yeah.
know. But even from the standpoint, it's just strictly film and theme park operations. Yeah, I think that global synergy of universal theme parks, even if it is just the branding, would be huge. And just it'd make Disney panic even more, I think.
I'm glad you mentioned Disney there because I feel like a lot of people are probably starting wondering what podcast they're listening to because this is the
Honestly,
Disney Insider.
this is Parks from the Castle and the Epic Universe.
Yeah, because
Sorry,
I mean,
I did it
they're
wrong again.
all.
It's news from the parks.
Oh, yeah.
Brackets, promise it's the Disney one and not the Universal ones.
Yeah, that'll be the title of the episode, I'm sure. But, they're the main competitors, so I think it's important to talk about. Universal, sorry, I just realized your background has a little man standing
Yeah,
behind you.
there is a picture. The
Who is that?
I don't know. I just searched Comic-Con wall, and a
And it had that
lovely
little man
gentleman with
with an
a
afro.
Deadpool t-shirt and an afro just there.
Your head has been in front of him the whole
I
time, and you've
have
just moved.
secret co-host. We have had a third co-host secretly this whole time.
See, I jumped earlier at my own picture because I had a picture of the Men in Black aliens from the ride, and there was a woman in the corner, and I didn't realize this whole time, and I made myself jump a little, thinking, Oh, but that's it. That we've
Definitely.
pretty much covered everything. I had fun talking all about Universal. At this point in time, I have more fun talking about Universal theme parks than Disney because we don't really know what's going
No.
on half the time.
And that is why we need Josh D'Amaro to go on that stage in D23 in August and just say, hey guys, no more blue sky. This is phase one of returning to the magic. Just do it like that.
Yeah.
Sort it all out. I've already gone through it, so I won't repeat it again, but just get a grip, get a plan in place, and do it. Invest in your own in your Imagineers, and because getting people to the parks is not an issue, it's getting them back and returning. So yeah.
Absolutely. And
Thanks,
just
Josh.
I'm putting it out there into the universe that he says the two words Disneyland Paris, and then we get something. We actually get an
We
announcement.
will
Imagine.
we'll get more bloody concept art.
Huh?
We'll get concept art.
Oh,
I
I see. I'll
guarantee
take that.
you, we will get an inside look at the Tangled. We'll get an actual acknowledgement of the Tangled Flat Ride. We will
Yep.
get some new renders for Frozen Kingdom of Arendelle. Possibly a look inside the restaurant. And then we will get possibly Star Wars? I don't know. Oh no, it won't be. It'll be Studio One. They'll just tell us
Yeah,
what they're doing with Studio One. And maybe a new
and you
show.
would,
Maybe a new
and you
show.
think Lion King, you think Lion King,
Yes, maybe.
because they were
But
saying
they
on
won't be.
Twitter,
They won't. They won't.
because the guys have been saying on Twitter it would be for the anniversary of Disneyland Paris in April, but they also said that last year, but now they're saying it's D23.
Don't think they know. Sadly. I don't think Lion King will be D23. I think they will save some stuff for Disney to announce it. Disneyland Paris to announce themselves. But yeah, this is just going based off the past. Be very limited. But anywho, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it.
I've loved talking Universal and some Disney.
I have loved your impressions.
Thank you.
I like to think I could do a Kermit the Frog, but then you do it and it just stifles mine completely.
You really end up feeling a bit green, don't you, Jordan?
Oh,
Oh boy, leave him alone.
I'm not even gonna do my Kermit the Frog now because it's nowhere near as good as that.
Oh, Pluto.
That's just so good.
Have you filed your paperwork, Wazowski?
One more. Okay, one
Epic
more, different one.
Universe is coming to Florida, Wazowski. Are you prepared?
Do one more voice, and then we'll go.
Oh,
Then we'll leave them.
trying to think. Ohana's family. Family never gets left behind or forgotten.
That was so good.
Thank you. I'm in the
People
wrong
say
career. I'm in the
you
wrong
really are.
career.
Okay, I can
Hey,
find you one,
that
but
Disney live action Lilo and Stitch, if they need someone. I know the original voice actor is returning, but
he doesn't feel like it.
if he gets bored, just give me a ring. I'll do some ADR.
I should do one, but people say I sound like Roger the Alien naturally, so I feel like I don't need to do it.
It.
No. I'd need something to say. It's just my normal voice, apparently, allegedly, according to people, especially at uni.
You should do. Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténgase a las puertas.
I will
However.
not remember all. I do not remember all the Spanish
Just
things
say
that you
beware
just
of
said.
hitchhiking ghosts then, as Roger.
Well, as Roger, okay. This is where I fuck it up. Beware of. No, I'm not going to do it. I've got my headphones in and everything, and it sounds weird. I feel very like I'm not doing it. No, you have to cut that out. Beware. No, I can't do it. I'll practice it and then I'll do it like next time you're on.
Okay.
Beware. Nah,
That's good.
yeah. I can usually do a decent Roger and a decent Kermit until I come on with you and then I just lose all
Oh
thought.
boy. Well, you've got plenty of time to practice. Oh,
Stop! You're making
I cannot wait to see Joshua in Paris. Oh, it'll most likely be the next episode talking about Paris, huh?
All right. Well, I've been Jordan,
I've
and
been
thank
Josh.
you, Josh.
No
Yeah.
worries. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Josh.
No, thank you, Jordan.
No, thank you, Josh.
Ah, you're welcome.
Just, you don't you have to click the button?
Do you want to end the podcast?